Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Right before the game started, I got a clogged shower. Okay.
Oh no.
And yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. And without further ado,
oh, no.
here is the Welcome to the Bandwagon halftime show report.
Well, it's halftime of the Rams Cardinals game. The Rams are winning 13-6. And if it sounds like I'm outside walking, it's because that's exactly what I'm doing. This is how I'm spending my halftime. Walking to the 99-cent store to buy Drano or some knockoff brand of Drano. It just happens to be the closest store to me. We're not endorsed by 99 Cent Store, but we would be happy to. Don't get us wrong. Larry, I know you're nodding in agreement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have now entered the store searching for is there a Drano aisle? Okay, I'm seeing cleaning supplies, seeing some knockoff brand Windex. Feel like I'm sniffing around the right territory.
Hey, Kevin, is the 99-cent store the first store you would think of to try and get a bottle of Drano? I was just going to say, all you're probably going to find are the weakest knockoff secondary brand, very suspect, if any, drain cleaner at all. I mean, we'll continue on with your journey here, but I hate to fault your logic. Maybe it was just the closest store within walking distance.
It's the first store that came to mind that didn't involve me getting in my automobile. Let's see what happens. Here we go.
Tori. Okay. Fleece waters, mouse traps, which are pluralized to mice traps. Okay. I have yet to see anything that resembles.
You're in the right area, I think.
And my concern is that maybe everybody during halftime rushed to the 99-cent store and cleaned out the aisles of Drano specifically.
They don't have it.
Okay, we're going to have to ask for help. Excuse me? Do you guys carry Drano, like clog remover?
Check in and aisle 11.
11? Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Aisle 11?
I was going to say 11.
Yeah, 11 is... When you think at drain clearing, you think aisle 11 instantly, right, Larry?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty standard, I think, in most retailers, yes.
Pretty standard. All right, here we go.
Yeah. Will Kevin find the Drano? This is the Welcome to the Bandwagon official halftime report. I see Comet. I see Ajax. I see a toilet scrubber.
Oh, so good.
Yes, that is the sound of me finding... Oh, wow, it's not Drano, it's Drain Opener. In fact, the brand exactly is LA's Totally Awesome Drain Opener. It also says very clearly on it that this is poison.
Yeah, you called it, Larry. They did have clear it. There's more to come, don't worry. But this was not... There was zero Drano in that store.
Drain Opener,
which now makes me wonder if in the word Drano, is that what O stands for? I've never before thought about that.
I think it was retrofitted the other way around, which is the people who making the knockoff going,
yes,
what could that O possibly stand for? And somebody in the back of the room went, opener? Slap it on the label. Let's move.
pretty brilliant. Here we go.
I am so excited. Well, I ran into two neighbors on my walk back, and sure enough, as I walk in the door, we are at the 11:33 mark of the third quarter. The game has begun, which means no one clogging the drain for Kevin. Okay, so as the third quarter is going, I'm reading the instructions on this drain away, and you pour half this bottle down the drain, and then you give it 30 minutes to sit. So at a commercial break here, I'm going to go pour it down the drain. I'm going to give it 30 minutes. We're going to keep our fingers crossed. And you know what? Thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever Welcome to the Bandwagon, now third quarter report. This is no longer a halftime report. Okay, pouring down the drain. Let's see if you can hear the glug glug. Oh my gosh, this better suspense. Work.
It's killing me.
Yep.
Okay, it's been 50 minutes, so this is officially the moment of truth, or we see if the drain opener worked. And oh, it's still just sitting there in the tub, which means I think I need a snake. I think this clog in my shower is bigger than any Drano or knockoff brand of Drano. So Larry Morgan, I'm coming over to your house to take a shower. By the way, it's the fourth quarter now. So thank you so much for tuning in to the first ever Welcome to the Bandwagon fourth quarter report. I'm Kevin Schatz.
Isn't it a bummer when real life interrupts your had much the same. And when you told me that you had a halftime report.
Yes.
I was actually, I was pretty excited because it was like, oh, good. Because if anything special happened, if there was a special feature or there was some sort of entertainment. I didn't think there would be. But
yeah,
it's like because I am doing the most massive load of laundry today.
Yep.
And this was the day my wife is working at a little store in town. And so I kind of am batching it today. And it was like, my laundry's piled up. I barely have anything to wear to work next week. I'm doing everything. And so, you know, during the game and also just kind of doing some household stuff and a lot of other work I'm trying to do while I'm keeping an eye on the game. And I'm engaged by it. But the whole halftime was folding and moving and hanging and adjusting. And so when you said halftime report, I did not expect that suspenseful journey. And it did not have a happy ending. I was on pins and needles there.
I don't know, Larry. Me going over to your house to shower, that sounds like a happy ending in my books.
Well, maybe for one of us, but yes. Make your way on over. It's totally fine.
Oh, thank you, Larry.